You have children?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Are you married?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is name. N-A-M-E. Really? You bet your life.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Roscoe Martin in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Nothing to shout about. They're a dime a dozen. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples, and if any of them say the secret words, the duck will come down and pay him each $50.50. Our duck gives away more money than any other duck on the air. No other poultry farm can make that statement. The word tonight is name. Hasta la vista. Okay, Rockefeller. Take off. George, who's first?
Well, Mrs. Sylvia Thompson and her partner Ben Zephyr are waiting.
Are you wearing a foundation?
No.
You look thinner tonight.
I do?
I guess the way you stand.
I guess it must be.
I just thought you were wearing a foundation.
Well,
have you ever worn one?
No, I never have.
Wouldn't hurt you this.
I think Mrs. Thompson and Mrs. Zephyr are still waiting out there.
Waiting out where?
Outside, out here.
What, are you getting tied up or something?
No, no. This is where they are now.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome from Moose Lodge, number 9, East Liverpool, Ohio. Say the secret word and you'll divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Well, let's see. Sylvia Thompson and Ben Zephyr, eh? You make quite a combination there. Sylvia, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1" in my stocking feet and almost 6'4" in my heels.
Oh. Well, do you know a lot of heels?
No.
And Shorty, what is your height?
4'8".
4'8", huh? Is that the class you're in, 4'8"?
No.
4'8"?
That's my height.
Oh. 4'8" what, I mean?
Feet. Four feet.
4'8", huh? You're almost as tall as she is. You're the tallest 4'8" I've ever seen. You must have 2 feet elevator shoes on there, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you married, Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
I have a little girl. You have a little girl?
Uh-huh. She's 5 months old.
5 months old, huh? How tall is your husband?
He's 6'6" in his stocking feet.
No. Will you all walk around your stocking feet?
Sure.
Do you wear any shoes at all in your
house? No,
heavens, no. Well, together you're 13 feet, huh?
Yeah.
Just a pair. Well, that's an advantage. At least you're never short at the end of the month, like most married couples. How did you meet this dinosaur, Sylvia?
Dinosaur?
Did you see a singer, dinosaur? Well, this giant captivated you.
Well, we were at a tip-topper dance, and...
You were where?
I met him at a tip-topper dance.
Tip-topper dance?
Mm-hmm. That was a
what do you do? Go walk around, tip your tops?
No, that's a club. That's
a club?
It's a club for tall people.
Oh.
The girls have to be 6 foot in their stocking feet. Stocking feet.
Here we go again.
And the boys have to be 6'4" in their stocking feet.
Pretty gamey around there, isn't
it? And then they're that size too, because in the... The introductory dinner, well, they measure them, and they have a...
They measure them? What do they have, an undertaker there that lie down and measure?
No, they have a little stick that's called Little Joe, and you stand on it in your stocking feet, and you have a light on. The light goes out if you measure that correct height.
But if you don't, the...
Well, a lot of times they stretch people. One time they
had... Was that a 7-inch stretch, or...
One time, one time they put a girl over the balcony and they held her, you know, so she...
They yeah. held her in the balcony?
Mm-hmm.
I held a girl once in the balcony, but I didn't stretch her, right? So the actress was both out.
And she got in, too.
She got in the balcony?
No, she got in the club.
Well, is the club in the balcony? Oh, don't you have a club downstairs?
No. The club is a social club.
Yeah, it's quite
there's
evident.
Lots of and we have lots of clubs.
Mm-hmm. Touching each other, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, you sound like you and your husband make an ideal couple, Sylvia, and if I ever wind up sitting in back of you in a movie theater, I'm certainly going to ask for my money back. Your name is Ben Gazzara?
Who?
Ben Gazzara?
No, Ben Zeppo.
Ben Zeppo, eh? That's my brother, Zeppo. You're not my brother, are you?
My name's Ben Zeppo.
Take it away, Ben Zeppo. So you and your partner each get $50.50. Okay, eat it. There you are, and you'll get the 50 cents later. We just don't have any change. See, it used to be $100 for the take away. Now it's 101 on account of the other shows giving away such huge sums. This is true. We have increased the amount. Because we don't take a back seat for anybody.
I didn't want
to sit. How old are you, Ben?
13.
13. You must lead a very clean life because you don't look a day over 30. So were you named after Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Who were you named after? Big
My
Ben,
father.
The alarm clock?
No.
Oh, your father is an alarm clock?
No.
Oh. You know, I never was 13 years old. I was 12 once. In fact, I was 12 for about 8 years. In fact, all the brothers were. When we used to travel in Baltimore, if you were 12 or under, then you went on half fare on the railroad train. And for years, we traveled this way. I remember once, my mother used to travel with us then. We didn't need her, but she thought we did, yeah. And the conductor came along and asked for the tickets, and she gave him 4 half-fare tickets. And he says, where are the kids? And she said, well, they're around the train someplace. And he looked in the washroom, and Harpo was shaving in there. This is true. And the other two boys were in the baggage car shooting dice. And I was making a play for a dame across the aisle. To come back and says, Mrs. Marks, if these kids of yours are under 12, I'm too young to be running this train, and he jumped off at the next station. Oh, actually, how old are you, Ben?
13.
You're sticking to that story, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, I realize the interests of a 12-year-old boy are pretty varied, but what do you like to do best of all?
I like to sing.
You sing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, what do? You sing? Are you in the glue club or the glee club at school?
No, I don't like the glee club too well because they sing these long hair deals. I like popular singing.
Long hair deals?
Yeah, you know, like if I were an apple on a tree.
No, I don't. What kind of an apple was it? Do you remember? Well, it must have been a Baldwin if it was long haired, huh? No, it's just the reverse, you think, huh? You know, when I was your age, I sang in a Presbyterian church choir in Madison Avenue, New York. This is true. And I sang in this choir until they found out what was the matter with it. Then I'd like to hear you sing. Could you sing something for us? What are your favorites?
Oh, Mambo Italiano, Heart. Talk your songs like that.
Mambo Italiano and what else?
Heart.
Heart. What do you mean, heart?
Heart.
My heart stood still?
No, just heart.
Heart. Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Heart, huh? Well, it's gotta have heart? Is that the name of it?
No, it's just heart. That's the first word. You gotta have heart.
The name of the song is called?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what key do you warble in as a rule?
B-flat.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it isn't good, you'll be flat at the finish. Mr. Meakin, could you knock off a few notes for Ben here? Just fake it. Nobody, including your orchestra, will know the difference. Go ahead, Ben. Tell us.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you never win, that's when the game should start. You gotta have heart. Most people sit around and mourn. Y'all think half as bad as it may appear. Wait next year and on. When your luck is bad and zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. You gotta have heart.
Sing it, man.
Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but get the old horse before the car.
Ben, you've got an excellent pair of pipes, and someday if you work hard, you could be another Caruso.
No, an Andy Fisher.
What? What's that?
Andy Fisher.
Well, you're a charming couple, and I hope you both make a lot of money tonight, because right now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Now, you know how to play this game, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
You know your partners now, and we only want one answer between you.
Mm-hmm.
We start you off with $100, and you miss a question, you lose half your bankroll. Have you met Mr. Fenneman?
No.
Hi, how
hello.
Are you?
Fine.
Hello, this is Mrs. Ben Pierre. What is her name?
Tell
Mrs. Yeah. Yeah.
How
are you? Don't overdo it, George. Now, you selected the musical category, and these are all top tunes of the last 20 years. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. So, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50, all the way to 100.
100.
I think you better discuss this with your partner.
We did. We did.
Oh, you agree? When did you meet? This morning, you two? Now, this song was written in 1936, but it became very popular in 44. Let's see if you can remember it. Play, Jack. You don't know, guess. I'll give you a hint. It's not my country fair today. It's Poinciana.
You lost half your hundred. You still have $50.
Well, now, you've got quite a ways to go. Now, don't go down. What are you going to go for?
90.
Originally, this was an old sea shanty, and that became a big hit when a new set of lyrics were added. You tell me the name of it. Okay, Jack.
Bell-bottom trousers?
Sing it, Ben. Sing it.
Bell-bottom trousers.
That's it. You're all short in the waist, sir. But that's right. That's for $90, and you now have $140.
Right.
Now, what are you going to go for? 80, 50, 30?
80.
$80. This song was written by Ray Noble. Now, you give me the title of it. What is it?
The Very Thought of You.
The Very Thought of You is absolutely on the button.
Yeah? You now have $220.
Now, it's your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for? $70? $70. This novelty song was a big hit a few years ago. Let's see if you can identify it. Play, Jack.
How much is that doggy in the window?
As you ought to be ashamed to take the money, Ben. That's a pretty easy question for $70.
And you wind up with $290.
Well, thanks and good luck.
We'll return to Groucho's Fest. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Robert McLeod to be on the show tonight, and his partner is Mrs. Pearl Money. Folks, as you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Better Life. Say the secret word and divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Pearl Money and Robert, what is it?
McLeod,
huh? Oh. Mrs. Money, last time I saw you, you were in my wallet. Where are you from?
Sadlersville, Tennessee.
Where?
Sadlersville, Tennessee.
Sadlersville? You're from the Saddle. Well, what is your name again, Shorty?
My name is Robert McClellan.
Boy, the natural affinity between the Scots and money is just something that's okay, now beat it. Now, I don't want to see you again tonight. You're pauperizing with the soda company. It's $50 for you and 50 for you because that's the secret word, Ben Piazza. But that's the secret word is pale money. No. Name. Now, what is it? Does everybody call you Shorty or what?
No, I'm affectionately known as Scotty Groucho.
Scotty Groucho?
No, Scotty.
Scotty, well, that's what they call a dog, isn't it? Yeah. Why do they call you Scotty? Are you part Swedish?
No, I'm from a place called Queen's Park, which is in the west side of Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh. Well, if you were 100% proof Scotch, you'd have a government stamp on the top of your head. Unless you were bootlegged, eh? How tall are you, Scotty?
I'm 5 foot, Groucho.
Oh. Well, I'd like to go on with this chat, but the time has come to play Your Bet Your Life. You both know how to play this game?
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, we want one answer between you. Remember your partner. You've selected a thumbnail movie quiz. I'll give you a brief synopsis of some of the most famous movies of all time, and you give me the title of the movie. Some of these go quite a way back, and remember, the more the questions were, the tougher they are.
Yes, it is.
Ham. I had my tongue around my eye tooth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. It's an old Ed Wynn joke. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50? 100.
What? We'll try 50, Joe.
$50. Well, that's a good Scottish, right. My brothers and I made a picture in which practically the whole cast was crowded into a small stateroom in one scene. What was the name of this movie?
Sitting Great for Seven Brothers.
That would have been a much better title, but it happened to be A Night at the Opera. And now what are you going to try?
You have $50 left from the 100.
So we'll shoot for the other 50, huh, Phil?
Well, you can go for 40 or 60. 50 has been taken now.
50 has been taken. We'll take 60.
60. In 1934, both Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable won Academy Awards for their parts in a Frank Capra comedy. Can you tell me the name of it?
It Happened One Night.
What was that?
It Happened One Night.
That's right. It Happened One Night.
You now have $110.
Oh, what are you going to try? 70? 80?
We'll try for 100, Groucho.
100? In 1928, Buddy Rogers, Clara Bow, and Richard Arlen starred in the first big picture about World War I flyers. What was the name of this picture?
We Fly Alone?
Hell's Angels.
No, that's very nice, but you're both wrong. It was Wings.
You now have $55.
All right, you still got a chance. Now, what are you going to go for? Little ones are easy. Which one? 80? 40?
We'll go for 80, Groucho.
80. Now, one answer this time. I don't want two answers like you did last time. In 1942, Greer Garson, that's a country woman of yours, and Walter Pidgeon starred in a movie about an English family during World War II. What was the name of this picture?
The name of it was Mrs. Miniver.
That's right. Mrs. Miniver's right.
grand, you wind up with $135. And that means that Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppel with $290 get the chance at the $2,000 question. And here's the winning couple, Groucho. Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppa, all set for the $2,000 question.
Well, here's your chance to get rid of that girl, Ben, and, but you may have money after this. You also may not. All right, here we go. For $2,000, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully, and please no help from the customer audience. Here it is. Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands in 1778. For $2,000, what name did Captain Cook give to the Hawaiian Islands? What's the answer you two decided upon?
I don't know if it's
well,
right.
What?
Bahamas?
No, well, it's the Sandwich Islands. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, they lost the big money. How much did they win the quiz?
$290 in the quiz.
And didn't they win the secret word?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
well, how much is that total now?
$390.
No, what about the $1, George?
Oh, I forgot about that.
$391. That's better, George. Well, congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
From the 26th of October in 1955, we...